Welcome to the Setting Podcast, where we'll be looking at coastal landforms. In this episode, we'll cover wave-cut notches and platforms, cave stacks and arches, headlands and bays, longshore drift, spits and bars. Welcome here from Frenchman's Bay, near South Shields. It's an area of limestone and boulder clay cliffs. What we're going to do is look at how this bay has formed. Now, the limestone cliffs that you can see either side of the bay have got a boulder clay cliff in between. The sea attacks these cliffs, and the boulder clay, which is softer, erodes first. Wave power continues to erode the cliff. As the boulder clay recedes, the bay is formed, and the wave power reduces, and there is now a beach to travel over, so the erosion rate slows down there. The limestone cliffs form a headland either side of the bay, and these begin to get attacked, and the erosion increases here. Now let's have a look at these limestone cliffs. As we look across the bay, and you can see the headland there, you'll see a little notch at the bottom of the cliff. The waves attack this cliff at the base, and it's between the high tide mark and the low tide mark. And this erodes through corrasion and hydraulic action, and an overhang's created. Over time, the notch gets bigger and bigger and moves backwards. Eventually, the cliff can't be supported and falls into the sea. This continues and the cliff recedes. It leaves behind a wave-cut platform, which you can't see at high tide, but you might be able to see it at low tide. As the platform gets wider, the power of wave erosion decreases as they've got further to travel over this shallower water. I'm now here at Marsden Bay, where we have the famous rock. How did it form? The stack used to be part of the limestone cliff. Limestone's made up of joints and bedding planes. Wave erosion attacked these joints and through hydraulic action widened them. Eventually the crack became a cave. This cave carried on eroding, getting bigger and bigger until it eroded right the way through. This is when it became an arch. The arch gets bigger and bigger. This is caused by waves making wave cut notches and the sides starting to fall in as they can't handle the weight and the pressure from above. Over time the arch cannot support its own weight and collapses. And this is when it leaves behind the stack that you see today. Eventually, the stack will get smaller and smaller through the erosion and weathering, and it will collapse to form a stump. Erosion isn't the only process working along the South Shields coastline. There's also longshore drift. If you have a look at Shields Beach, you'll see that it's narrower at the southern end next to Trowel Rocks than what it is at the northern end next to the pier. And that's because you've got longshore drift taking place. As the waves hit the beach, the swash takes the material up, and this carries on at the same angle that the waves are hitting. Then, the waves lose the power, the backwash brings the material back down the beach, but this time it comes in a straight line because gravity is acting on it. So a pebble that starts off at the southern end of Shields Beach can slowly, over time, go up at an angle, straight back down, up at an angle, straight back down, and end up next to the pier. Where's the evidence, you say? Are you sure this happens? Well, yeah. If you have a look from the sky and get a satellite image, you will see that Shields Beach is actually wider towards the pier than what it is when you start off at Trowel Rocks. You have to move much further south to see the next landform. And here we are on the River Humber. Spits take place when longshore drift meets a river estuary. The waves meet the river current and lose their power. As they do so, material builds up, and a spit begins to form out of shingle and sand. Behind the spit, the river deposits alluvium and silt, and a salt marsh forms. Wind and sea currents can curve the end of the spit. This also means that their shape changes. If you can see a spit on the coastline, it tells you which direction the longshore drift is travelling in. Much rarer than spits are bars. These can form in a bay with gently sloping beaches. A spit forms in the bay and joins up the two headlands. Behind it, you have a lagoon formed by water running from the cliffs. An example of this in the UK would be along the Dorset coastline close to Weymouth. That finishes the Coastal Landforms episode. The next episode, we'll look at coastal defences.